Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. I am trusting all is well with you, and the joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves to lavish goodness on those who walk upright. All praises unto Almighty God. We are not only living in dangerous times, we are experiencing widespread spiritual upheaval. TV news are splashing the shootings, the killings, and the destruction. What's going on when people lose their sense of inhibition? Why are people not afraid to commit murder in plain view? For weeks on end, there was nonstop rioting, protesting, and destruction. But it took the death of an 8-year-old girl for a mayor to grieve and seek federal help. In our nation, we are experiencing escalating violence that is just too surreal. Didn't we have enough problems with this pandemic? Many are still dying. Consider this. Satan, at one time, was a glorious angel, but his heart turned against God. The devil, among many of his names, primarily labors to keep man from knowing God. He exploits the weaknesses in man to doubt God's goodness, then instigates rebellion in the earth to provoke God to pour wrath. Our scripture lesson examines the Christian life as a battle against spiritual forces of evil. Christians are to withstand spiritual attacks by depending on God's strength and properly using the armor of God. The nations in the earth are all suffering from the pandemic and escalating rebellion and anarchy. Is this a coincidence? How is it that all nations are openly struggling with rebellion? Well, rebellion is part of our nature and leads to judgment. The devil loves rebellion. Our text is found in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Consider this subject for meditation, the battle for your mind. We will discuss the spiritual duel between God and the devil for the mind of man. God wants man to know him, love him, and serve him. The devil wants man to curse God, indulge in ceaseless evil, and enjoy doing so. It is a wonderful feeling when there are others who really want you. One of the most destructive feelings or emotions is loneliness. So when someone gives you quality attention, the heart is warmed and comforted, but you better take note of who wants you and why. God wants every man to be included in the kingdom of God. God wants man to be lovers of God, while the devil works to make sure man hates God and every day live in contempt. Politicians want you too, but is it to enhance your walk in the faith? Uncle Sam wants you. When the powers that be need someone to carry out their personal agenda, they will come for your kids and grandkids to do the fighting and dying. Advertisers use psychological tricks to flood your mind so you will buy their products. Standing in the grocery line, several gossip papers stare you in the face. Publishers want to feed your mind with all the salacious gossip about celebrities, politicians, and ballplayers. Political groups vie for your mind. Some twist common societal traditions to fit their political perspective. Fact is, there is a battle for your mind by a number of sources. Many are ungodly. Did you know there is a duel in heaven's realm taking place between God and Satan? The winner is resolved to control your mind. The winner will have your heart, then your soul. This duel is ongoing and doesn't stop until your last breath. But at this moment, who controls your mind? Answer, it depends how you develop your mind. The Bible instructs us in developing our mind. I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. As Christians, we must not imitate the behavior and customs of the world, but permit God to transform us into godly people by changing the way we think. When we think clearly, then we will know what God requires of us, what our mission in life will be, and know God's will. As we deal with problems in our nation, collapsing of law and order, the shootings and the killings, a pandemic that has killed thousands, our relationship with God needs to influence the way we think. We must be careful not to imitate the ways of the world, which are corrupt. Acting in a godly manner is only part of the battle that goes on. We may avoid taking part in worldly customs, but still be proud, covetous, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. God is in a duel with the devil for our mind. God aims to transform our minds into the mind of Christ through our relationship with the Holy Spirit, who indwells us and ever renews, re-educates, and redirects our minds. Because both God and the devil vies for your mind, you must engage in spiritual warfare, battle of good and evil that seeks to control you. God is good and the devil is evil. Both seek to dominate your life. This is the Christian life, fighting to do the good instead of the evil. Spiritual warfare is a reality for saints and is deadly for those who are clueless about the devil who wages war against us. The devil has a deliberate plan of attack to personally take you out. The devil aims to thoroughly destroy your body, mind, and spirit. The devil aims to keep God's will from taking effect in your life. The devil wants to erase all traces of peace, joy, happiness, contentment, and enthusiasm for God from your life. Saints are naturally untrained for spiritual warfare. Carnal weapons are useless, and our fight is not with those we see and touch. Our fight is with the devil, who exploits men who become the devil's tool to wreak havoc. The devil uses anybody without respect of persons. What kind of mind do you have? There is the reprobate mind, the doubtful mind, blinded mind, closed mind, renewed mind, and the spiritual mind. Only those with renewed and spiritual mind can withstand the devil's constant spiritual attacks and please God in doing so. As to the battle for your mind, the devil spares no expense to destroy your mind. The Bible tries to awaken us from our spiritual stupor as to the true character of the devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Most people don't realize the devil is in the mix when there is an explosion of evil in the world. What we see with the human eye is bad actors, criminals, or good people gone bad. Just saying the devil is the evil culprit of your problems is not enough. How does the devil wage war on the people of God? In our text, Paul exhorts the saints in Ephesus to be ready for spiritual warfare. To battle the devil, saints must utilize the spiritual armor provided to them by God. In Ephesus, Paul is met with fierce opposition as an apostle. Paul knows the enemy is not the people themselves, although people can be instruments the devil employs to wage war on the saints. It is the devil who seeks to control people and make them oppose God. Paul makes it clear to the Ephesian saints that the Christian life is a battlefield. The life of Christians is nothing like a college fraternity that tries to make fun out of the drudgery of college life. The Christian life is a struggle, one with spiritual enemies and with oneself. Before Paul became an apostle, he persecuted the Christians. He too was an enemy of God and the saints. He stood there while Stephen was stoned to death while holding the robes of the stoners. Paul knows what he's talking about when he shows the devil using ordinary people. He was one of Satan's instruments early on when Christianity threatened Judaism. He dubbed himself the least of the apostles for having persecuted the church. The Bible says of Paul that he committed much evil. Then on the road to Damascus, Paul met the resurrected Christ for himself. Paul's conversion was dramatic, to say the least. One day, Paul is a persecutor of Christ. Next, he is preaching Christ in the synagogues where he first denied Christ. Now, Paul would be targeted. As a preacher, Paul's life would be turned upside down. Of Paul, Christ said he was a chosen vessel, revealing there was to be great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Suffer he would. In Ephesus, Paul faces the spiritual evil forces that once held him captive. Now in Ephesus, Paul is the enemy. Though Paul enjoyed close relationships with the saints there, performed many miracles, healing the sick and casting out demons, he faced fierce opposition in the synagogue. He incurred the wrath from the Greeks, who profited in idolatry. Demetrius did not take kindly to Paul preaching to the Ephesians that there were no gods. Demetrius was a blacksmith who profited making silver shrines of Diana, the princess goddess. The silversmiths blamed Paul for wrecking their livelihood. Together, they instigated a riot against Paul and his companions for loss of business. The leading business in Ephesus was the Temple of Diana. The economy of Ephesus laid in ruin because many turned from Diana to Christ. So Paul was dragged outside the city gates, stoned, and left for dead. Who knows better of the wickedness of spiritual forces than Paul? These spiritual wicked forces are in play today in the earth. The culprit is the devil, the fiercest enemy of God and the saints. How does the devil exploit the mind of man to destroy the work of God? To conquer saints in this spiritual warfare, how will the devil destroy our mind? This is the end of part 1, The Battle for Your Mind.